This is Carla Hilgert interviewing Betty Seamer on October 16th, year 2001, at the home of Betty Seamer. This is type 1 of 1 and side A. Betty, can you please say and spell your last name?
My name is Betty Seamer. It's S-I-E-M-E-R.
Betty, can you tell us when and where you were born?
I was born in Alton, Illinois on September 10th, 1946.
Were you born at one of the hospitals in Alton?
I was the only one of 7 children in my family to be born in a hospital.
What hospital were you born at?
Alton Memorial.
Alton Memorial. Mm-hmm. Now, was it a relatively new hospital at the time?
I think Alton Memorial Hospital, I'm not sure when it was established.
Oh, I have here 1937.
It's about 10 years after that then, 9.
Okay. And so you say you were the first child of your family born there at the hospital?
Yes.
And all the rest were home births?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your childhood?
I came from a big family. I had 5 living brothers and sisters. My oldest sister died at birth. We lived on a farm in Godfrey. It was a farm that my relatives, when they came from Germany in 1849, established that farm and the Clifton Terrace Inn. And they came from Laufen, Germany, which is near Stuttgart. And they came on a riverboat. They stopped at Clifton Terrace because it looked like the bluffs in Laufen, and they had grown wine and grapes there. So, and my niece lives in Stuttgart now, part-time, and she said that Laufen does look a lot like it. We've had a lot of relatives go back and tell us that there's a great deal of similarity between the area and Laufen, Germany.
What about the neighborhood you grew up in? Can you describe that?
It was rural. There were farms mainly. We knew all of our neighbors. It was my father worked at Shell Oil Company as a pipe fitter. My mother was a stay-at-home mother. We farmed 80 acres, and it was rural, very, very country. We didn't have any of the urbanization area around us, or urbanized area, I should say.
So would Alton have been like the big city for you?
Alton was the city that we went to for medical reasons, for food, for clothing. Yeah, and if you wanted recreational areas, you go to St. Louis to the baseball game, but that was about it.
Did you go to St. Louis much for the baseball games or anything?
When I was older, yes, but basically you listened to them on the radio because at that time you didn't have the money to go to a baseball game. But you didn't go to St. Louis to shop. We didn't. It was not like we do today when you jump in the car and go to the Galleria or Jamestown. No, we never did that.
Do you even remember the first time you went to St. Louis to shop?
Probably when I was in high school.
Do you remember where you even went?
Northland, I think. Northland or River Roads. That was the place to go. But you never did go downtown or anywhere, but one of the shopping centers. Northland or River Roads was probably one of them.
Northland River Roads, that's where I grew up.
Oh!
That's where I was, well, until I was in second grade. That's where my mom always took me to get our picture taken. We lived right over there in that neighborhood behind there.
So you went shopping quite a bit then.
Yeah, right there at Northland. I think it's all closed up now.
I haven't been over there in a long time.
It's a bad neighborhood now, too.
Is it?
Yeah. You don't want to go there?
Mm-hmm.
Not on your own. How has your neighborhood changed over the years?
It's become much more suburban. Like, when I was a child, I can remember none of the subdivisions out here. There were no grocery stores. There were no gas stations. There were no businesses whatsoever. It was just farm area and rural.
And I guess we should say you live on Riel. Is it Riel?
Riel.
Riel?
Riel Lane.
How do you spell that?
R-I-E-H-L.
real lane now. Mm-hmm. And what is the main road?
Route 3.
Route 3. Was that, that wasn't there?
Yes, Route 3 was, that Route 3 was here, but it used to be Route 100. They changed it and they put, Route 100 is now the River Road, and they gave, they named this Route 3. I'm not certain why, but.
It probably wasn't paved, I would imagine, when you were younger, was it?
Yeah, it was. It was the hard road.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't three lane, but yeah, it was the two lane road to town.
Now, we talked about shopping, and I often hear people talk about shopping downtown in Alton, especially on 3rd Street. Can you describe a typical shopping day if you ever went down there?
Snyder's was on the corner, and you bought your Red Goose shoes at Snyder's, and you bought your bib overalls. I'm sure Bob Burris bought his there when he was a kid. You bought your saddle Oxfords there. Men bought their suits there. Women bought their all their apparel there. And the little old ladies would buy their Snuggies.
What are Snuggies?
They're, when I worked there in college, they're sort of a an undergarment, but they were longer and more flannel-like. And the farm women would come in and buy their Snuggies, and the men would buy their bib overalls.
Now, what shop was it that you said you bought?
Snyder's? Snyder's in downtown.
What is that now?
It's, antique store. It's an antique store.
Is that on 3rd Street?
It's on Pisaw and 3rd, yeah. It's right across the street from the Nature's Nest and Tony's. It's right here on the corner.
It's Tootie's.
Yes, now it's Tootie's, yeah, and right next door to the old Sears
Tootie's store. Tootie's Antiques. All right, that's what I was wondering also. Where was the Sears?
Sears was right next door.
Sears was right next door. And Sears, how long ago did that close down? Do you remember?
At least 20 to 25 years ago, I would think. I'm not real sure, though. We have friends, like a friend that we went to college with worked there during high school, and another friend of ours worked there in high school, and they're about our age. But I don't know when it closed.
What about some of the other shops that were, that's like where Nature's Nest is now and where Tony's is now?
Young's was there. It was a department store, and it had a man. Only went up three stores, but they had an elevator operator. You got in, and they shut the gate, and they manned the elevator, which was quite, nobody does that anymore, but his job was to go up and down the elevator.
And this was when you were fairly young? You remember this?
Junior high, high school.
Okay. Do you remember anything about when you were really young and going shopping? What about the Red Goose shoes? Buying those. Do you remember anything about buying those?
They had a golden goose, and if you bought Red Goose shoes, they'd plug it in, and then they put the golden egg up, and then you got an egg with a toy in it, and it was quite the thing.
Now, I also understand next to Young's was Vogue Apparel.
Yes. That was the very exclusive. All the young girls would go there and get their Bobby Brooks. Everybody wore Bobby Brooks. That was the name brand, and you got your apparel there.
Was this when you were in high school?
High school. Everybody went to Bobby Brooks. Another place that, Bendler's? No, it wasn't that. I can't remember the other place that everybody got their clothes. But the dime store was right on the corner where the oak furniture is.
Oh, where Frontier Furnishings is,
yes,
now?
Yes, a Kresge's or Woolworth's. And you go down there, and they'd have malts, and there it is. That's it.
We're looking at a book now called Alton, The Best of Alton by Charlotte Stetson. And we're looking at the picture of the F.W. Woolworth Five and Dime. Is that how you remember it looking?
Mm-hmm. I'd say my cousin lived on 9th Street, and I'd go in and stay with her, and we'd ride the bus down. And we'd go to Kresge's, and we'd go downtown shopping, and that was quite the place to be.
You could actually walk down there, though, from 9th Street, couldn't you?
Yeah, we could, but we always took the bus. I don't know, but living in the country, I'd never taken the bus. Taking the bus was quite a thing then.
So, do you remember how much the bus cost?
Probably about a quarter, but I don't remember exactly.
Did you get an allowance from your parents, too?
No, we were just... If you needed money, you got it, but there wasn't a whole lot of money to be had.
Now, what about, we're looking at this book again, Jupiter, do you remember this?
Yes, that was one of the newer stores, the Jupiter.
What did they sell there? It says on the sign here, discount stores.
Sort of like a Dollar General and, you know, a Kmart, Kresge's.
And what about this Slack Furniture Company?
I don't remember that. When I was in junior high school, I wouldn't have gone to look for furniture.
What about Schiff's Big Shoe Store?
I don't remember that. People usually would go to Jacoby's if they wanted their for furniture.
Okay, here's a picture of the Vogue apparel.
And there was a...
Here's the Young's Department Store.
Mm-hmm. And then around the corner on by the... Oh, now the where you go to find out about the... right across from the boat. The parking lot there.
Oh, you mean where you go to get, like, tourist information?
Yes, right next to there, there was an H.K. Johnson. There was a big hardware store. Next to that was where my... some of my relatives had a cafe, a saloon, and there was a building that had our name at the top. And my cousin that was here for the weekend that does all our genealogy has pictures of it. And when she comes back, that's one of her objects, is to find out all she can about old family pictures. And she's got some real neat pictures of a building.
Now, next door to the Jupiter was... I think Bartlett's.
Bartlett's was a very nice men's store. And I think it's out, it used to be, then it went up Ralton, now it's out in Godfrey. My brother-in-law worked there for years when he was in high school and college.
My friend's grandfather, that's who owns that.
Henry Sands?
Henry Sands,
Henry,
yeah.
Worked with my brother-in-law worked for Henry.
Now, what about shopping on College Avenue?
That was called Upper Alton. We went to Upper Alton, and when I was a kid, we had 3 acres of asparagus, and in the spring we would cut it in the morning and the evening, and then you'd box it up in boxes, and you'd take it to the train station in Upper Alton. And there was we didn't shop there as much because that was farther away, but they had drug stores like the old, I think the Kerr drug store is still there with a fountain.
Kerr's is actually closed now.
Did it?
They closed down when, not too long after, like, Walgreens and CVS opened.
But they had a real thick malts and shakes. And then you go to the movie up there was the Uptown. And you go to the movies there. I don't remember the last time I went there. It was just 1967 to see The Graduate.
The Uptown. Now, is the Uptown Theater, was that where Walgreens now is up there on
I think it's where the movie where you get movie rentals.
Okay.
Right there.
And that's on College and
Washington, I believe.
That's Washington, right.
Yeah, Washington
and College.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some other shops I have listed on College Avenue was Leverett's Bookstore, Stork Laundry, Thrifty Drugstore, the Laclede Hotel, something called the Otaga Theater. Does that sound familiar?
No.
I wonder if that was maybe called the Uptown. Streeper Funeral Home?
Yes, the funeral home was around the corner by... It's right down the street on Washington. It's a white building. It's right next to Hardee's. It's a white building. It's right next to Hardee's. It's now...
That's the dentist office.
Yes.
That's my dentist office.
That was a funeral home.
That's an actually fairly small building.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't very big. There were quite a few funeral homes. It's still in existence.
Gent is still up around the... No, Gent is...
In North Alton.
In North Alton. Mm-hmm. But Upper Alton there, around the corner, is what funeral home?
Smith.
Okay, Elias Smith.
Right.
So, Streeper Funeral Home, I didn't know that. And my dentist's name is Dr. Walter.
Is it? In fact, there was a Bill Streeper whose folks owned it, and he went to graduate from high school with me.
I'm going to have to ask my dentist if he knows he's working in a funeral home.
Uh-huh. See if it's haunted.
What about Rexall Drugs?
Mm-hmm. I barely remember that. Like I said, a little kid, when I was in high school, I remember those places. But a lot of those places were gone then by the time I went to high school, because the Burger King was one of the first places up there. And when we went to, when they first opened, it was like 12-cent hamburgers. And it was quite the place to go for lunch. Like, maybe it wasn't the Burger King. What was the name of that place? Bob Bursell, no. Because he
Burger
was more.
Chef?
Burger Chef.
Where was the Burger Chef that?
Where the Pisaw Mental Health place is, was, but now at the Red Cross, it was right there. It was one of the first cheap hamburger joints in town.
That's kind of on College and Main then, isn't it?
Right.
Or that's on Main, a little bit
right.
down from College.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, what other movie theaters do you remember in town?
The Prince's was downtown, and we'd go there. It's down right next to Jacoby's Furniture. We had one in North Alton called the North Alton Show.
Where was Jacoby's downtown?
That was by the Wedge Bank, down past where the Geranium Germania is now, where they have the clinic down, you know, the pawn shop is, and then right
oh,
around
down
the
on
corner.
Broadway.
Right, and then right next to.
Oh, Jacoby's, right.
Jacoby's was the Prince's Show.
Is that building still there, or do you think they tore it down?
I don't know.
I'm trying to picture any building down there that would be a movie theater.
I don't think anything's been torn down, but it's changed a lot. I don't know how they changed it, but no, it's not. I don't believe it was torn down. But there was an Uptown, and a. I'm not sure what they called the movie theater in North Alton, but we called it the North Alton Movie Theater. And there was a Blue Dell. It was a bar on the corner. I'm probably more familiar with North Alton because that's where we would go.
There I got the Princess Movie Theater.
Yes, Princess was downtown right next to Jacoby's. That's where the Princess was.
And
the Grand was downtown.
Still there. Here. It was located in the Finke Building, F-I-N-K-E. Does that sound familiar?
No, I didn't know it was a Finke Building, but it was the Princess Theater.
And Nietzsche Drugs was next door?
I don't remember that drugstore.
I think I have a picture.
My husband might remember it, because, see, he's from Upper Alton, too, so he would be more familiar with the Upper Alton. Yep, that's a Princess.
I'm trying to imagine a building downtown that looks like that.
They may have changed the facade of it.
The facade of it.
And the Starlight Drive, and oh yeah, everybody went there in high school.
The Starlight Drive, you all went there in high school.
Mm-hmm. You'd, they
charge. It shows here that they're showing Gary Cooper and Jane Wright in Task Force.
Everybody go to the Starlight. There was another outdoor theater. But I can't remember.
It says this Starlight was located on East College Avenue.
It's right out by where the medical center is now.
Out there by also where the
right by the viaduct
hotel.
and the hotels. Mm-hmm. That was the Starlight. It was down on 111. There was another one.
It says the Alton Altwood was located in Old St. Louis Road.
In Wood River, yes. There was one down by. Not too far from downtown Wood River.
And
those were the two.
They considered opening a drive-in in Godfrey, but they never...
Never did.
They never did that. Mm. Now, when you went to the movies back then, or to the Princess or something, did you have to get dressed up?
Not when we were little kids. I remember my husband saying that for a quarter, he could walk up. He lived off Oakwood, which is off Milton Road. They'd get a quarter, and he could walk up and get into the movies, and if he had any, like a dime or so, he could get like popcorn also. So it was quite reasonable. But you go up on the Saturday after. He would go up on Saturday afternoons just to the cowboy movies and.
Now Oakwood, what is that off of? Is that off of
Milton Road?
Off of Milton. Mm-hmm. That's actually now the housing project area.
Oh, no, that's a different Oakwood. This is off Brown and Milton Road and that area. There is another Oakwood. It's behind the Jack in the Box. But that's a different Oakwood. This Oakwood's over by where Bob Burris grew up.
Do you remember when they started building the housing projects in town?
My brother and I, were talking about that, he believes it was like in the 60s. But I don't remember when they were begun. I remember before they were there, and then all of a sudden they were there, but I don't remember the dates.
Because it seems like Alton has about five of them, four or five, isn't there?
Yes, and there's one on Bell, there's one down by Fast Eddie's, is that Josting?
Josting.
And there's...
Alton Acres.
Alton Acres is... What's the other one? Oh, off by the Little Theater, what's that one? Is that Alton Acres?
I don't
20th.
Know. Is there Bell Manor? Is that a...
Bell Manor is as you go down Bell Street. Mm-hmm. They have several. I don't know why Alton was chosen for them either.
Now, do you remember anything, and this might sound odd, about the fire stations in Alton? Fire stations
there were quite, yeah, there were more. There was a little one right next to Gent Funeral Home, where the Olin Credit Union is now. There was a fire station. Gent Funeral Home was here, and the fire station was butted up right next to it. I remember that one. It
and
wasn't very large.
North Alton.
Mm-hmm. And there's one at the bottom of State Street. I believe it's either a bar or...
It is a bar now. It's called the Firehouse.
Right. I'd not been in it, but that was another one at the bottom of the hill.
And that's actually been a number of things, because I think it was a shop before.
I think it was an antique shop.
Mm-hmm. And there was the Firehouse in Upper Alton, too, on College Avenue, right?
There's one on, yes. It's where that new Walgreens or...
CVS
is.
So, and now we really just have one fire station in Alton.
One large.
I guess there's two. Isn't there one at the bottom of College Avenue?
There's one by...
Off the circle? Is there
St. Anthony's. There's one by St. Anthony's Hospital, and then there's one in Upper Alton, which are really pretty close proximity to each other. When you think about it, one's on one end of College, one's kind of on the other.
You would think that they would maybe have one in North Alton.
And that, toward Godfrey.
But they don't.
No, but they have the Godfrey Firehouse out here, so I guess they think that would cover North Alton.
Now, where did you go to school?
Clifton Hill, which is now that church, the... right up by Clifton Terrace, because that area at the school on out until including this area was all my dad's family's land. So the land where the school was my dad's came from my dad's family. The church that is no longer there, the Little Melville Cemetery, the Baptist Church, Baptist Parsonage, and then those houses were there, but my great uncles, my grandfather had it all the way out to here. So the land that the church was built on and the cemetery all came from my dad's people's land.
Now what about nowadays? Do kids around here, they attend the Alton public schools?
Everybody goes to Alton.
And where did you go for middle school? I thought you told me North.
North. But they were. This was in Alton schools, but it was just the little neighborhood schools. We didn't have kindergarten. We went first, second, third, and fourth to Clifton Hill, and then fifth and sixth grade, we went to Godfrey School, which is now early childhood, across from the Godfrey Meat Market, and then we had junior high. We went seventh, eighth, and ninth to North Junior. And then Alton High was only 10th, 11th, 12th. It's a three-year high school.
And you went to Alton High?
Yes.
Did they have Marquette back then?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Marquette was about the 1926. No, I'm not sure when that... My husband graduated from Marquette.
What about... Well, no, I guess let me ask you more about Alton High. When you went there, the only building that was there was probably the main building,
no,
right?
No, the main, the Olin, and the annex, but the new addition wasn't there.
On the annex.
Right. We didn't have the new addition. And you had the cafeteria was where the band room is now.
or the band room over in the main.
Right.
And when you talk about the addition on the annex, you're talking about from, you're talking about that wing that houses the cafeteria and takes you upstairs where that big set of stairs is, right?
Right. Basically the math and the social studies, most of the social studies area.
Right. So the Olin and the annex were still there, or were there when you went to high
school? 1952, the Olin building was built. It was called Olin because Olin gave the money for it. It was supposed to have been for vocational education.
Now, what about church? Where did you go to church?
We went to the little Melville Congregational Church, which has now been raised. It's next to the Baptist Church, that brick church, the Godfrey Baptist Church. It was a little country congregational church.
Now, what about when that was raised? Where did you go to church then?
We went to Alton, and we went to the Presbyterian Church. We went to Elm Street Presbyterian. We jumped ship. We jumped ship, I guess. Went the congregational to the Presbyterian.
But I thought you were now Catholic.
Yeah, I converted.
Okay, when you got married.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because I was going to say, because I know your kids went to Marquette, but you don't have to be Catholic to go there, even though
it's... No, you pay more money.
They went
to St. Ambrose and Marquette.
What about, little confectionery shops or candy shops? Do you remember anything like that in town?
There was one in North Alton. It was a soda fountain. It was right, Yonks drugstore. I guess you can't call it a drugstore, but the Yonk building now where you buy all the things for the people who are incapacitated, the rehabilitated.
Oh, yes, I know. Okay. And that's on, what street is that on?
That's on State Street.
State Street.
That was a store. It was a Tri-City grocery store. And then next to it was I don't even remember what the name of it was. It's been so many years ago, but it was like a soda fountain. And then the North Alton Show is that parking lot right in front of Depper's. Steppers in the back, and the movie theater was right on the street there where that parking lot is.
Oh, I didn't know there was a movie theater there.
That was the North Alton. We called it the North Alton Show. Across the street from Norb's and that little building on the corner that's now a barber shop. That was a grocery store. Rain and Rains. It was a family-owned grocery store.
And what was it called?
Rain and Rain. That was two brothers that ran it.
Like R-A-I-N-S?
Uh-huh.
Or I guess you just said Rain. Is it Rains or Rain?
Rain and Rain.
Okay. Now, what about Norb's? That's a bar up there in North Alton.
Been there a long time.
That's what I was wondering.
And there used to be another bar down called Tommy's. It's in where the bank is, that new bank on the corner. There was a restaurant called the Blue Dell. It was a restaurant and a bar, and then right next to it was Tommy's Tavern.
Is that at the corner of Homer Adams and what's turning into Godfrey Road?
No, it's Delmar and State and Delmar.
State
where the CVS is on one corner.
Oh, I know what you're talking
and
about.
And the bank is on the other corner. That was called the Blue Dell Restaurant. And then next to it was a little pub called Tommy's Tavern. And then there were a couple of drugstores, right? Drugstores down the corner. Massey, it used to be Massey Yost, I think it's only Massey now. It was a drugstore for years. And the place that's the Winds and
Strings?
Yeah, Woods and Strings, I think that's it.
That's across the street.
Right, that was a drugstore. So there were at least two drugstores in North Alton.
Now there is another drugstore next to that Woods and Strings now. The Medicine Shop has opened up there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Next to St. Peter's Hardware, near St. Peter's Hardware?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I know where that is. I saw that tonight. Yeah, it's on this side.
Right.
And then St. Peter's Hardware was a little bitty place.
And that's now a big place.
Right. They raised that, and then they built that in the back, a big one. And I think they do a lot of rentals. I think that's what keeps them pretty much
going. St. Peter's Rentals, yeah, because
right.
they rent stuff to help you fix up your house, like
mm-hmm.
sanders or anything like that. Now, the Macy's drugstore, that is still...
A drugstore.
Still a drugstore, but it looks to me like they're only operating out of one side now, as opposed
Maybe
to...
Maybe a bicycle... Well, there used to be a bicycle shop.
I think they're now over in the side that was the bicycle shop. And the other side looks like it's closed because they've got paper up in the window.
Well, I haven't noticed.
So now, but you said you remember that being there for...
The drugstore. Mm-hmm.
A long
a
time.
A long time. And Jet's Funeral Home has been there.
That building looks kind of 1960-ish or 1950-ish like.
Right. And it's been there because, you know, all my family had gone to Gent Funeral Home for years.
They still have like the neon clock out in the front.
I don't ever remember any other clock being there. That has to be an antique.
We will stop the tape now and turn it over.